Welcome everybody to another episode of I Heard That, with your host, Tawana B, and co-host, RC the Trackaholic. But warning, you do not want to play this damn show around your nappy-headed ass kids. Yeah, I said it, your nappy-headed ass kids. Because they might hear something about your trifling ass business. Uh-huh. This is the show that loves the gossip, ain't nobody and nothing off limits. So grab your ham hocks and your collard greens and enjoy the show. I heard that.
Yo. I did. Okay, we're back with another one. You know what it is. It's your girl, the Controversy Queen, with the Michael Host.
RC the Trackaholic, what's happening?
You was real slow on that shit, though.
Look, I was thinking about something.
What was you thinking about?
Don't worry about it.
We got special guest DJ Skeezaleo.
Skeezaleo.
In the billing.
Yes, sir.
In the billing and you're feeling yourself.
Man, I got a partner named Cheezaleo.
Shout out to Cheezaleo.
I know cheese.
Yeah, for sure.
Come on now. You nigga that turned the air conditioner on, finna get hot.
Look, you better not. Just don't move too much. You be all right.
All right, shit. I got half of nothing on anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
he said, why the fuck you put that on? You gonna keep digging out your booty.
I can't believe you told him that. Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I love you. That's just, like, what the fuck you put that on for? You keep on it.
All right, okay. Skeezaleo in the building.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Highly favored?
That's what they say.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say, man. I mean, I've been doing great.
Like, you like your breath stink.
That's your upper lip.
Clearly, you guys know each other.
Yeah, that's a friend
of
a friend.
Too well.
Not that well. Anyway, it's Thursday. I always ask, how was your weekend? It's Thursday. What was your yesterday like?
I'm a workaholic, so
really?
That's all I do is work. I was hot as hell because I'm a flagger during the day. So
yeah, I know. I talked to you today at work.
Oh my god, it was so hot. So I got the fan, you know, the neck fan, and then I got the spray bottle fan. I'm in.
You look like you sweating right now.
I am a little bit,
man.
Little bit.
No, no, we got to turn the AC off for the
same. It's all good.
Because can't have all that spray and all that ear.
It's all good.
Ear. All up in your ear, though. So,
Tawana B, what you got going on?
Been a little bit of this, a little bit of that, man. Mm-hmm. Last night we went to karaoke at the Vibe Lounge.
Okay, karaoke.
Lil Ron was hosting. That shit was cracking.
My big cutty.
He older than you?
Yeah, he older than me.
Who, Lil Ron?
Yeah, Lil Ron's older
than
me.
Yes, he is.
That nigga had to stop calling himself Lil.
That's a comedian that, like...
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Yeah, this nigga gonna come here. On Thursday, we finna be throwing some comedy up here. You ain't even told nobody. You just gonna put my name on some shit, not even
word
say
of,
nothing.
Word of mouth.
But so you can catch us on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. At Vibe Lounge, nigga.
Okay.
Fuck what you heard.
Yeah, my cutty's like Wallow. Remember, you know, Wallow and, you know.
Wallow and Gil.
He think he's my manager and shit.
Oh, what's in the room with that?
I mean, he think
if he think you know, he's your manager, why would he get you no show?
He don't ever book me and shit.
He don't ever book me.
I have to find my own gigs, but he swear up and down, he's my manager. You know?
He's your manager.
I don't
man.
Know what the hell that thing is.
You don't know what the fuck. You know who I'm about to talk about, right?
Who you about to talk about?
Christian and
the
I can't
crash.
Get enough of them. So these motherfuckers is acting like they're not together and they're together.
Right, you know.
Me and my homegirl are heavy invested in this shit. So all we do is send shit. She's following his page. I'm following on the back end. I'm following her. She's following him. We're just sending shit. So they're together somewhere. But not taking pictures with each other. This bitch is in the pool, but he takes a picture, but his shoes is right next to the pool. She makes sure she's taking a picture by the shoes.
And look, they gotta keep that,
but this bitch
that image
believes out. That she's gonna be traveling mm-hmm. with the baby. Man. And he's like, bitch, who's gonna watch the baby? Cause it's not gonna be me.
She's gonna have to hire somebody.
She better do something, but, he acting like he don't want to have a baby, and then he just got caught up with a little bitch. He posted some little bitch that's on one of the other shows.
Mm.
Yeah, and I heard she just got into a fight. Like, okay. You're still fighting and you're pregnant?
You talking about Krishan's fighting now?
Yeah.
With the baby? She's out of line. Goodness.
I'm too old.
I don't do the drama.
Come on, I don't fight bitches. I fuck your dad. For real. Where your pawpaw at?
In the grave. You don't do that
too. Yeah, fuck a rigor mortis. That's
fucked up. See?
I'm so disrespectful. So right.
I'm telling you.
Out of one. She's going to go to the. He's dust. He's going to fuck the dust.
Oh, we want to say, speaking of did, we want to say RIP to Tina Turner.
I don't know about that transition.
Was it ratchet?
Speaking of dead.
That's
I mean, but really,
dead.
Though.
No,
like,
for real, though. For real.
If there's ever been a person that literally lived. Two or three whole lives. You know what I'm saying?
Tina.
Yeah, Tina Turner.
Remember how she whooped Ike in the motherfucking limo?
You know what's funny? I mean, most people think that her life is that movie, which is pretty much true. But but you know,
that's one of my favorite movies.
Man, that movie's cold.
I got a song I rapped about and said when a nigga beats a bitch up in that limo. That's who I'm talking about.
I mean, she's gone. RIP Tina Turner. Yeah, but I'm gonna use this right now. I'm gonna be like, anytime somebody say they love me, I'm gonna be like, what's love got to do with it? You know, because that's what it is, man. Ain't nobody love me like that.
I'm dead.
My nigga.
If they suck your dick from the back, they love you like that.
Shit. Let me find out.
Oh, damn. Wait, what? What does that have to do with love?
I don't know.
If you put your nose in a nigga's butt, you better love that nigga.
Yeah, bitch. Real
talk. You better be married, guys.
Or love money.
I mean, or that.
Hey, don't get quiet now.
You know, I ain't quiet.
You know the fuck I'm talking about.
Shit. I mean, a bus a jug.
Woop, woop.
Well, anyway, did you guys see Martha Stewart?
Yeah, I seen her.
Martha Stewart out here looking like a baddie.
And she looking like, what they say, you looking like a snack? She look like
that bitch is looking like a meatloaf.
she
look like a good meatloaf.
She look like one of them Jello cups, the yellow one.
Leave that pink toe alone. She with the shit.
Stick a spoon in you.
Leave that pink toe alone. She with the shit.
Nah, but she look good, man. Yeah. Snoop could put some life in her, man. Yeah. Hey, think he been poking that?
Hey, you think if you ever got with Martha Stewart, you think she would say, harder, young man?
they both rocking Skechers, so.
They got the shape ups.
She might put it on you, man, make you a grilled cheese and make you slap your grandmama, though.
Shit.
You might have to slap her, huh? Because she's somebody's grandma.
She's somebody. Look, I ain't slapping grandmas. I'm trying to see where your daddy is. Where your pawpaw at home?
Why did I bring that up?
I don't know.
Hey, so people was having a debate about that picture, though. Like, saying, you know, some people were saying, you know what? They take
look
it down.
She's doing her lips. Yeah. Wait till we get the TV so y'all can see what I'm seeing. Because the way she's doing her mouth, she like it. She can blow one down. There she blows. Look at her face. She's in the water going.
Is that the duck mouth? Back to mid 2010s on
some
them.
She got some chains.
I'll bust her down too.
For some chains, I'll do it.
I bet you would. I bet you would. Did you guys see the dog that's crit walking?
No, I ain't seen no shit like that. What are you talking about?
The dog's crit walking. Oh God!
What he got in the sock? A pack? He got a pack in the sock. Oh no, he didn't.
The dog's crit walking.
Yeah, that's it.
What's up, Cook?
That dog's from Tacoma, man.
That's your dog, Cook.
That ain't my dog. I ain't no crip. I'm from the Central District.
Damn. He really did. He busted a move.
Did he bust a move?
He put that treat in front of him.
He put that oo-wop on him.
What's up with Morant? What's up with Morant?
I was just about to
what's
say
up
that.
With this guy, man?
So I have a clip.
Pistol Pete. The real Pistol Pete.
I don't know, man.
So look, I have a clip about Lil Wayne and what he was saying. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to hear his opinion. So I'm going to play the clip that I have. Are you ready for the clip?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's
go
do
ahead.
It. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Am I ready?
Hey, boy. Because I don't.
He said,
I know him from dunking and jumping. And I only started knowing him when I started paying attention to him around his last year of college. He come from like a town with 3,000 people. Mm. I'm like, what? What y'all expect? Y'all, what? I mean, y'all gave him $200 million. I just said a town with 3,000 people. You expect them to be responsible? Now we tripping then. Now we tripping. Yeah, we expecting him to be. That's magic. Because I could tell you, you know, I come from a real well-raised, beautiful mother, nice, you know what I mean? My mama bust her ass to make sure everything around me was nice. And I still was a knucklehead. So if you expecting, and that young man, from a three, I could imagine if I came from, and what, to play with 3,000 people, and I became who I am, boy.
He said, boy.
Boy. You see what this nigga had on?
They're going to have to excuse the noises. We ought to turn this AC on.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Is you that hot? I don't even
know. Nah, I just feel the heat.
Yeah, you feel the heat? Take another sip of this Tito's. Another drink going to come down my face.
Well, I could tell.
No, I didn't, but it's all good.
So what do you think about what Wayne said?
I feel the way I felt last week.
Man, he said, do you expect him to be responsible?
But no, I hear what he's saying, and made me think about it different. How do we expect him to be responsible?
There's so many perspectives. When
they gave him all that money.
All that money. But there's so many perspectives.
And he's saying, but basically what he's saying, he comes from a place with only 3,000 people there.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So he comes from a small town.
Uh-huh.
Get a couple dollars.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the internet, and everybody wants to be who they want to be. But nigga, why you fucking up the bag, though?
You know, well.
Somebody need to blow that nigga down.
Here's the thing. I mean, he's,
oh, God. Blow that nigga down.
Does he have a girlfriend?
I don't know, but obviously, don't he playing with too many guns? Yeah, he ain't getting no head.
He might be tense.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody need to suck that nigga's dick from the back. Put your nose in his booty.
There's so many perspectives of the situation.
That'll fix it.
There's so many shit about the perspective. But I was at work. You know, I listen to music. Mm-hmm. I study DJing while I'm at work, whatever mm-hmm. the case may be. But I was listening to This Is What It Is, or that's what the one with Mace and
Cameron.
It
is what it is. Yeah, okay, yeah. So yeah. I was listening to that earlier,
mm-hmm.
and man, that was like, man, it's a lot of stuff that he could have did, and people are just so down on him.
Mm-hmm.
People are people. We're gonna fuck up. We're gonna do what we do. Slim Thug said. He was on the show. Slim Thug was like, Slim Thug. He was like, man, fuck. What are we talking about here?
What are we talking about?
He had a good.
He didn't so do. What? He didn't. Mm-hmm. It's not whatever. Like he didn't bust it or nothing. He ain't robbed nobody.
But then I get it where you sign contracts.
You're supposed to be a role model.
Yeah, you're. I mean a
that
role
that
model.
That, that might be. Yeah, that might be some kind of clause in this contract. I mean,
it is.
Like
it
contracts is. Are crazy.
Yeah,
so.
But what you heard what Barry White said?
What
he said? Maybe that's what they're paying him to do.
Shut up, Barry White. I mean, I don't know. He could, but
he said but like
when people are giving you a lot of money, they'll put anything
they'll
in your
put
contract.
Any in it. Like you said, they're pushing guns,
and you sign it. They're I mean, not that you,
and
yeah.
They want like seeing a black man with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want to see. They want to see a nigga with a gun, basically.
Well,
society, like you know what I'm saying.
So what I hear is he wants to be a rapper.
Yeah, I mean, he
did you hear the song?
He's a fan of that life, you know what I'm saying? So he's acting out because he has the money to do it,
right?
But at the same time, though, it's I mean, that,
he got a license? Is that a licensed gun? Does it got bodies on it? Like,
he can rap.
Is he buying guns off the street?
I think so.
He can. The one
ask
the girl rap.
Ask Shaq.
Oh, did you guys hear
Shaq? He can rap and shoot.
Shaq's song's kind of hot. His new song's kind of hot.
Shaq was dope the first time he came out. Like, he's been dope.
Yeah,
really.
Since he was in Shazam. Did they just take that nigga out of Shazam and put a white boy in it? Is there three Shazams?
Yeah, there's a few like that. Yeah, Marvel.
He just got a new one, too. It's a Shazam.
He was Kazam, right?
Well, whatever it is.
I don't remember.
No, it was a Disney movie, I thought.
Yep.
Yeah. He's like a genie or something?
Yeah, I think Kazam is different from Shazam.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's
different. All right, I'm going to have to do my research on that shit.
What are you waiting on?
What am I doing?
Research.
Research.
Yeah, I'm doing that shit right
leave
now.
Leave that man alone. That's topics. Yeah,
the home of the AC.
I swore this was my show. Sorry. Is I Heard That with Tawana B, the controversy queen.
And I'm sweaty. Talking.
And I'm here to fuck it up. Shit.
Okay, don't get it.
What is that?
My bad. So Jamie Foxx has been spotted healthy and outside, first time out in 2 months. He was at Papi's Steakhouse in Miami.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
So, you know, they were saying that.
Pray for the worst and all that.
No, no, I'm talking about. They said that allegedly they said Diddy had something to do with that. You know,
Diddy got his hands in everything.
Why do they think Diddy's like killing everybody with
Diddy's
his dick?
Diddy's killing
like,
anybody.
That nigga said 3 weird words to Fabulous on Drink Champs. Right, now the man is an orgy specialist. Like, what?
And he said some weird shit on Live with Kevin Hart.
What did he say?
About Usher or something. About, remember we was in the room? Remember we... And Kevin Hart was like, nigga, you know this is live, right? You know what you...
He fucking stayed. Usher stayed with fucking Puffy.
You know what though? I mean, so but I think Jamie Foxx had a high blood pressure and fell out somewhere. That's what happened to him.
He had the sugar.
Yeah,
the sugar boo-boo.
That man got hypertension. Let me show you. That's a silent killer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but the man had to. You know, he had to recoup. You know, like people will. Have you seen? Look, I'm changing tracks a little bit. Okay. But have you seen this meme? With Ike Turner at the top of the stairs.
Yes!
And the first thing it says
that nigga
is
ain't
too
in
soon.
Heaven.
That nigga's well, looking down the stairs
like, bitch, get your ass. Anime.
That is terrible.
Seeing like
you,
that.
You know what's crazy? That part that Larry Fishburne played in that movie ruined Ike Turner's life.
We talked about that.
Like he
played
really,
that good.
Yeah, he really couldn't get no more
Ike
gigs.
Oh, yeah, he was real good.
He couldn't do nothing.
And that ain't even a real Ike Turner. That was him in the movie.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't even know what the real Ike Turner.
Poor Ike. You don't even know what he looked like, right?
Hell no.
I know what his black ass looks like.
Well, I do.
He looked like somebody's uncle.
Yeah, he do.
But, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Shout out to Uncle Frank.
I switched the topic. But we're talking about Jamie Foxx. But it's like, it was his privacy. Like, his family just didn't want people to know. But people just made stuff
but
up anyway.
But people just make shit up, like.
You know?
Yeah.
Mind your business.
Hey, I mean, Jamie's still doing it. He got anime. What's the latest one where he's in
oh, he
anime?
Has a, him and his daughter have like a cartoon that they're doing together or something.
Oh, really?
And they have like a game show or something that they got. Both him and his daughter are doing. But I'm going to tell you what it is. They have that cartoon about emotions or something. And his daughter's starting it or something. They got something like that. Don't quote me. You know I'd be lying to tell the truth.
It's new?
Yeah.
It's a dog movie they just came out with. I just seen it on it.
But they do got some kind of animation thing going
on. But I ain't going to lie. Like, if something really did happen to Jamie Foxx, I don't know why, but it seemed like that would hit different. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
I feel like it would, too.
That would be messed up. Like, a world without Jamie Foxx. Even though he ain't did nothing in a while, like, I mean.
Yeah, man, we're still on that Marvin Gaye. Yeah. Salute the that nigga was that. Ray Charles, nigga.
Since we're talking about Jamie Foxx,
uh-huh.
I like to stump people with music.
Okay.
Okay, so I played the first Jamie. You remember the first Jamie Foxx album?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I love it.
It was good. People, he didn't sell a lot of them.
He didn't sell a lot. Yeah.
But he'd been singing throughout all his skits and all that. Like on the Jamie Foxx show, he sang a lot. That was a great show.
But this one he was
Fancy.
With,
shout out to you.
This one he was with Living Color and shit.
Uh huh.
So
that's a great show. I want to do some shit.
I don't know
like
why
that.
I didn't, because they thought he could only be a comedian and not a singer.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought you was going to stump us with some music, nigga.
No,
he don't got his computer.
I can stump you. I mean, I can play the. You know what I'm saying? The, you know.
No, I know that album. Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, you know.
I thought you was gonna sing the song.
Experiment science. What? Experiment science.
No, that one. I have waited for so long.
I got these niggas in here singing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Nigga. See.
I can actually sing,
but the niggas
I want to be here because you was in the choir, huh?
Yeah, I was in the choir right over there on Deuce 8.
I'm a man of everything. I do a lot of things. Jamie Foxx, you can do whatever you want to do.
Right.
If he you does got three, a
four
lot.
Jobs, you can
mm-hmm.
do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can
For
do
sure.
it.
You can do it. Speaking of science,
mm-hmm.
an eighth grade female student sets up a gun at the basically the little bitch pulled out a pistol on the kids on the bus, and the other kids held the kids down, but the gun jammed.
Mm. Wait a minute. So yeah. she had a gun, and then she has
so
some
an eighth
other
grade
kids.
Female student.
Uh huh.
Set up. A gun on the bus, on a school bus.
Set it up. What do you mean, set it up?
It means the bitch tried to shoot the motherfucker. Somebody helped. Basically, she.
That's what she read. It was a setup. It was a setup.
Yeah, that's what I read. But they got the guns right there. Set up the words.
It does say set up.
Yeah,
set up. So I can read.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't questioning your reading.
Yeah.
Although there have been. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. I'm not even going to.
You know what? See. You're feeling it today, huh?
You know,
is that coffee
Lord
good?
Have mercy.
Is that coffee good?
I'm just, look.
Folgers in your cut. So,
go ahead.
Basically, to set up another middle school student. So, she got on the bus. Some other kids got on the bus. They held somebody down, mm-hmm. whoever they were trying to shoot,
mm-hmm.
but the gun jammed. Mm.
Jammed? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Jam. So, where are these kids getting these guns from in eighth grade?
He's not right.
You're really not.
I mean, like sometimes, you know, either a parent either show them a gun, they might even teach them how to use a gun or whatever.
Stop selling these little niggas guns, though.
No. Show it to them. I'm saying, like,
show it and they found it and went and took it from the house.
Right. Be like, look, you know, this is daddy's gun. Don't mess with it.
Yeah, but when I was that young,
lock that shit up.
You're not just coming across guns in the house.
In the house? Yeah, you're
lock
right.
Unless your cousin's hella loaded off the shirm.
hey, look, I'm going to be honest.
And he's in the bathroom.
I wasn't
sleeping in the toilet.
rest in peace to both my parents, sweet people. But I used to go through all their shit, like, all the time. Like, I was a latchkey kid, so I had about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Huh? What?
My son stayed going through my panty jar. I'm trying to figure out, what are you looking for?
I never, no. Actually, you know what happens? Like,
when you're looking for something that you're going to find that you need to stay out of my drawer.
Yeah, when you find that, you don't ever, okay, we don't want to look at that. You know, we're looking for change and, like cool
well,
shit that
you
my
just
dad
look on the drawer behind in the kitchen or something looking for change.
You gonna put the drawers in the kitchen? Oh wait, what?
Where mama hide the drugs at?
Tawana gonna have her drawers in
the
kitchen.
In the panty drawers. You just stay out of there when you get sick.
I had to put my drawers in the kitchen and the little nigga was tripping.
What a drugs.
Now I gotta put my shirt and my shoes on. I go in the kitchen to get my drawers.
I got my shirt, my shoe on, and get my
Lord
draw.
Have mercy.
I gotta put my
Man, you need to stop it. You need to stop.
This nigga's tripping.
Man, shout out to the kids, man. Fuck the kids, dog.
Nah, look. Back to this eighth grader.
I heard that.
So, okay, well, I guess that was the end of it. The gun jam.
I mean, it don't have to be. Yeah. Let's see if I got some more information.
Wow, the gun jam. That would have been tragic.
Also, a girl was arrested, held without bail, 15-year-old. They're calling her a gunman. Well, I guess she's a gunman. She got a gun in case of fire.
Dang, they held her without bail?
Without bail, shit.
Wow.
A 14-year-old middle school girl has been arrested, charged with aggravated. Uh-oh, shit.
She said, oh,
this was on May 1st.
We don't know what the hell you got going on.
She found out about this too just now.
Shut up, man. You know,
I was just gonna read the whole shit and not tell nobody nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, that's what it. Oh, Lord.
Just every other word. Just every other word. She gonna give me every other word. What's going on?
Just see my reaction.
Give somebody a new hat. They don't know how to act.
Yeah, she got that Mary J hat.
First of all, this ain't a new hat. Don't fuck with my tweed.
It's pretty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know I love my hats.
I know you do.
Hey,
you got flowers on your your eyelashes.
Lashes.
That's dope. I've never seen that before.
I'm trying something new. It's a new thing how I get these bitches baby's dads.
That's dope. What?
I'm gonna send a nigga home on time. I don't want him that long.
If you want to catch a baby's dad, you put some cars on there. It's like some little dollar signs or something.
Don't be giving her all no ideas like that, man. Stop that.
Let's see, Google it right now.
Stop it.
Eyelash dollar sign.
Stop it. Dollar sign.
I ain't paying none of you niggas. I'm going to tell you, hoes, stop giving them niggas your car.
She get a couple of dollars every year. That's what.
And what'd you say?
Stop giving them niggas your car. Okay, so he can pick you up on late at work. I ain't got no jobs. You can't take my car or drop me off nowhere.
And don't ask me to come and rescue you every goddamn time either.
Ooh.
Oh, my tire done went up. Go get an alignment. Go get an alignment. Shit.
You know how many times my tire popped?
I do.
Because you ain't got no alignment. Yes.
Listen, first of all.
You know who else knows? Swing One knows.
Yes. Man. Shout out to all the niggas that come fix my tire.
Swing, call me. Like, man, she just called me again, man. I'm like, Swing. Every time it's always me. Why can't she always call me?
Fuck
like,
that G6.
I call this nigga too.
And you call him. Hey,
Biddy White's
too.
Gone.
Fuck that G6.
Biddy White's gone.
That motherfucker. Oh, it's gone. Oh,
Biddy White is gone. R.I.P.
Your card name was Biddy White?
Yeah, Biddy White. I'm Biddy Brown. She's Biddy White.
Nice.
Go to the auction.
Pound Town.
Everybody go.
Take me to the auction.
Go to the auction and get two cars.
And eight tires apparently.
Nigga, I was riding on a dummy, nigga, for like a year, nigga.
I did that before.
I rode on a dummy for like, so me, I'm very irresponsible.
You don't have to tell anybody.
I just do what I want to do.
Dig it.
And I just how I live my life. I don't stop. First of all, I got that car off a coochie coupon.
Oh, you did. Hey, explain what a coochie coupon is.
Okay, so a coochie coupon is a promise to something, but they expire. My coochie coupons expire as soon as you get them.
Oh, as soon as you what?
As soon as you get them, they expire.
Oh, I thought you said as soon as you hit them.
You'll never hit them. That's why it's a coupon.
Oh, Lord.
It expires.
Wait, okay, wait a minute. So Lord, when you get the coochie coupon, it expires?
When you get it.
You mean when you redeem it?
It don't never redeem because it's already expired.
Is it a physical or a verbal coupon?
I did not know that. Okay.
It must be a verbal coupon.
There's no real coochie.
I left my coochie in the car.
See,
it's gone with the G6, nigga. The coochie's in the trunk.
Hey, you know it's hot out there.
Shit, that coochie dead. I got another coochie. I keep a couple of them. It's a detachable. Yeah,
bring that in here. Put it in the freezer.
Yeah, we need that nigga around.
You gotta have two.
We need that nigga around, so I ain't gonna.
You got to have stock coochie and the coochie with the bells and the whistles. Nigga can't have. You can give the nigga the stock coochie.
Lord have mercy.
Stock coochie don't come with a head. No head included.
What the fuck?
I'm mad now. I'm mad.
I bet you is.
I'm mad now. She said head?
Stock coochie. Doesn't come with
I gotta read the little print. I gotta read the little print.
It fades away with the coochie coupon.
Hey, nigga, quit reading all that shit. Just sign the motherfucker. Come on.
Oh, that little print's a motherfucker, man.
No head included.
I regret asking that question.
You guys are retarded. I swear. You guys are retarded.
As soon as you get it, it expires. Like, what? Why? What happened?
As soon as you get it. Lord have mercy.
I got the shit from you. You get nothing from me.
Nothing.
Give me a tire.
Do so, nigga. Let's go.
East Schessler. Home of the investors. Whoa.
Wow. Okay. Right. You learn something new every day. All right. I didn't know that.
Somebody was calling me on the jail phone.
What?
She's flipping through. See a nigga in the jail. She's flipping through.
I don't do niggas in jail. You go to jail, you leave me alone.
Hey. Oh, man. I don't do the jail.
Hey, do you ever have somebody call you from jail, but like maybe you hadn't seen them. Maybe you don't know them, but they got your number from somebody else.
Yeah.
Somebody else in jail.
Yeah, my little brother. Yeah, my little brother.
Yeah, but
you don't know the nigga had my number.
No.
No, the nigga been locked up in King County for 4 years. Send me to fucking prison. Fuck that. I don't want to stay downtown.
Why there for so long?
4 years in prison. Does he work there?
No, he's locked up.
He's not the cook or nothing?
I bet he got hella bologna sandwich and he's putting them in the light. They can heat them up.
Let me tell you something.
That shit's fire.
I was about to say, look.
This shit's fire.
I don't know about anybody. Have you ever had this spaghetti at the Glass House at the King County?
Yeah.
It's all right, man.
He said it's all right. He said it was great.
It's all right.
He said it was good.
He said that spaghetti's all right.
That Kool-Aid's kind of weird.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid, nigga.
You ain't got no choice. Once you get thirsty, it's either that or the toilet.
You're going to have to save that pack for a couple weeks and put them together. And put it in there and make it taste like Kool-Aid.
Save your butter too, nigga. Save
that butter too.
Absolutely.
Save the butter.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you need to put it on.
That little butter ain't gonna. That one little bread.
I'll bring
you. You better have a couple brothers.
You better get you some Bob Barker.
No, I didn't know that.
So this is what I realized. Bob Barker is not the Bob Barker I thought he was.
Oh, Bob Barker been doing it for years. Bob Barker been doing it for years.
It's not the Bob Barker that we think it is.
He's been supplying.
And Bob Barker is an Indian man.
Yeah, he's Native American.
Native American. It's not the Bob Barker we think it is.
I didn't know that.
I just found that out.
Oh, you just found that out.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Nah, man. Bob Barker got in trouble for grabbing titties.
I thought it was true.
Man, them models that be spinning the numbers and shit, they
that ain't that Bob Barker. That's what I'm saying.
He had to pay him. He had to pay him.
Oh, pay him for the name?
No, just he had to settle out of court because he got handsy.
Yeah, that old.
If I was that old too, I would get handsy too.
He said, "Pow."
Oh man, I can't remember their names at the moment. No, you talking about Vanna White?
I said Vera Wang.
Get out of here. Vera Wang was a purse or something.
She's Asian. She got perfume.
Yeah, she got dresses.
She got a perfume too. And
we gonna do this show now. We gotta get the name straight and shit.
Say what I want to say.
We're all over the place.
This show has ADHD just like me.
We're all over the place right now.
Yeah, me too.
Well, while you looking for another story,
you just gonna tell my business, huh?
Tell me what your TI is.
Is that Bob Barker?
That's Jeopardy.
She hates that. I was gonna talk to my man Schizo Leo.
Go ahead, do that.
You know what I'm saying? Because as a fellow DJ,
come on.
You know what I'm saying? Are you mostly out in Tacoma or no?
I'm everywhere.
Everywhere?
I'm everywhere. See, so I've been DJing for about 10 years now.
Dig it. I'm around there too.
I do old school, new school. Uh-huh. My guy. Shout out to my guy Hove.
Oh, Hove.
DJ Hove. I gotta get that nigga up here.
Your girl's favorite DJ.
Your girl's favorite DJ. Nigga, that's don't you owe me $20, nigga?
Oh Lord.
$12.
Here we go.
$1.
But it's just a hobby for me, man.
Wait, run it back. I apologize. So why'd you say shout out Hove? Like, did he help?
Because we work together.
Oh, okay, you guys work together. Yeah. You guys like trade gigs. Like sometimes you get double booked.
Yeah,
that's a good person to have.
And he's also training other DJs.
Okay, Hove is.
Yeah, or you know, just showing niggas the ropes or whatever.
Right.
Because you know Tay Zooted is a DJ now.
He did teach him how to DJ.
And that's how he owe me $20 from Tay Zooted. I want my money.
Now you know. Now here's the thing that the old school DJs. They don't like for other DJs to teach other people how to DJ.
I know.
I don't know. Yeah, so like they'll try to call you out on it. But at this point, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, because like nigga told me he was like, we'll just get another DJ. Like, you know, we'll get another RC. I said, what?
Wow. How you gonna get another RC?
Exactly.
Because RC don't play R. Kelly. RC don't play R. Kelly.
He sit there and listen to R. Kelly all night, nigga, but I won't be there.
Ain't nobody stepping in the name of love.
Not on my watch, man. I have played that motherfucker. Because when Uncle tell you,
it's this much cap.
Look, the lady came up and said, "Can you play Stepping in the Name?" I said, "I don't play R. Kelly." She went and got Uncle, and he was on the grill earlier. Clearly, he runs shit.
He had his lemon pepper steppers on.
He was the one that was paying you.
Yes.
Okay. Boom.
So I played it.
Boom.
Yes. I played the shit twice.
Boom. There you go.
Right in the middle of Seward Park. Boom.
Look. He's here, nephew. Give me a hand.
Boom. There you go.
He folded up that little 20. He folded up that little 20 on you. You know how your grandma folded that little 20 up with you in the hand. Take that baby.
Take that baby.
I know your mama been smoking up all the money.
But I'm back to
go ahead, go,
back
go
to
ahead,
skis. Back to skis. Yeah. So Hov, so you guys cover for each other, things like that.
Yeah, we're doing new things. Yeah.
So you,
that's
so,
what's up, man. Shout out to DJ Hov.
Shout out to DJ Hov.
Shout out to Tay Suited.
So here's what I want to know from a fellow DJ. Do you feel like it's hard or difficult to keep up with new music?
I listen to new music all day long my job.
Okay.
Can I ask you this? I study
during the day. Mm-hmm.
But do you feel like, are you able to play that music when you're DJing?
Absolutely.
Because
if I like it, I'm going to play it.
Now, what if you don't like it, but you have to play it?
It sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
But what I'm saying is that when you're DJing sucks, for a sucks. Club, like mm-hmm. how we talked about with Johannes, mm-hmm. it's like people want to hear what they want to hear.
Exactly. Yeah.
They want to hear what they want to hear. They want to know. But, they want to hear the what they know the words to.
Right.
Or you know what I'm saying? We gonna fuck up tonight. They want to hear that shit or the TikTok shit. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I DJed for some fifth graders last week.
Oh, I know. I seen you.
I DJed at a high school last weekend.
They're toxic. They're assholes.
They're on me.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. I had to tell the principal.
Get them. What do they want to hear? They want to hear. What's the nigga? Shiesty Boo? Shiesty Lynn?
Shiesty Clothes Hanger? Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I told the principal, hey, you got to get these kids, man.
Yeah, you got to. Because they started trying to make requests. Yeah. Like, so these 10-year-olds, they made a list.
Yeah.
Had the list.
You had the long list.
Now, it's one thing to like have kids ask you to play this or that, but when the smaller ones come and they just learn how to spell,
oh, you was like you was sounding it out like they was.
And I said, "What's that say?" And she told me, and I was like, "Yeah, no, show it, show your ride, show it, baby, go ahead." So like, I didn't play half them songs, but
it was a headache.
I know it was a headache.
So like, I seen you sitting down
when you was DJing.
Look, there was no need for me to stand up and give them the RC turn up. They did not deserve that.
Right.
But
did they give you the little cheer? Because I just did a teacher conference with at my daughter's school, and they gave me the little cheer. My ass just spilled out.
Oh, no. I had a regular chair, but teacher conference. Pull up a chair. It's like, should I just put my foot on this? Or
it's small. And, you know, she's only five, so she's in preschool.
Right. That's a tiny chair.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was tiny. It was too much ass for that chair.
They did adult chairs in that situation.
Yeah. It's too much ass. Spill out on the side.
Give me a lawn chair.
It was like, here you go, Miss Tawana. You can have two chairs, one for each cheek. Yeah. Hey, did you leave you a bunch of chairs in your back pocket?
You know you had a line for that.
Well, it was stuck in his ass. I'm gonna tell you, like these shorts right
hey,
now.
Nigga, put these chairs up, nigga. I just stole them from the school. They was in my back pocket, nigga. Go ahead and put those up. We gonna sell them tomorrow.
We gonna sell them. Okay, we won't be undersold.
All right, so. So here's my last question. Okay. Not my last, but it's my next question. Okay. We'll see how this.
We are an interview hour.
I'm listening.
It's crazy.
I'm listening.
I want you to give me your craziest DJ story when you was DJing. I know something crazy had to happen. I got a few of them myself. Come on.
You go and there he go. Lord. I need both. I need some butt naked stories.
I'm gonna have some butt naked.
I'm gonna have to go back. I'm gonna have to go back, like when I first started.
Okay,
when you were DJ Pig. Way.
Okay, DJ Scratchy Sniff. We're gonna give her a real.
I'm gonna turn her mic off. That's
what's
gonna happen.
DJ,
you gonna turn my mic off?
DJ such and such over here. I'm gonna give
this nigga just start getting gigs. Then he gonna call me DJ such and such.
Yeah. Hey, come on.
Okay, go ahead. You know what? Right. This is your time.
Go ahead.
So, I want to keep it professional.
So,
because I'll get on your head.
Way past.
Yeah. You get on my head for sure. Okay. So,
does not come with head.
When my dad was alive, he had a young girlfriend. Right. Mm-hmm. She worked at a bar.
Okay.
Okay. So, it was called McMurphy's, I believe, in White Center.
McMurphy's in White Center?
In White Center. Yeah. On the west.
McMurphy's?
Side. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew a few of joints over there, but I don't
know. So I went from McMurphy's to another little Chinese spot that's called Dragon Pearl back in the day.
So Dragon Pearl, that's where I did my Dragon Pearl and Beer.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first room. That was my first room. I produced all my first shows there.
Yes.
So we worked in the same place. So, Look at that.
Okay, so when I first started, my guy.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have no equipment room. For real, nigga. I had.
What was you DJing on?
I had home equipment, my nigga.
I did the same thing. I mean, like.
You
didn't have 8-tracks in them, did you?
No, I had 8-tracks.
What, you have some tapes?
I had home stereo equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, like, the big home.
From the living room?
From the living room.
Dig that.
Come on, man. We're going to make it happen.
Did you pull that shit off?
And I pulled it off. And I pulled it off.
Hey, let me tell you something. Like if you could get it done, because you know, let me tell you, like it takes a talent to rock a whole crowd and keep everybody happy for 5 hours.
Yeah,
and they're progressively getting drunk throughout the night.
Right.
If you piss somebody off, fuck that DJ. He sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be detrimental.
Right.
So if you pull it off,
your health.
Yeah. So sometimes.
So my first gear, I'm gonna tell you my favorite store. Honest to God, I swear to God, right now, my favorite store is Goodwill.
I got all my gear
from Goodwill.
I love Goodwill.
And got it popping my first year of DJing.
I know, that's right. Make it happen,
Cam. Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do, bro. You know what I'm saying?
First year.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Man, good for you.
With speakers like home.
40 minutes.
I had what was the amp called? Moretz or?
Oh, Marantz.
Marantz. I had the first Marantz. And Marantz was the shit.
With the radio on it?
Yes! that was my first shit.
Right out the living room.
Out the living room. Right out the fucking living room.
That's a good piece of equipment too, right there. Bottle. Stop the show. I need to drink.
Here, I don't care what it is. Here, but yeah, that was my first. That was my first shit. You know what I'm saying?
And
that was the craziest shit, like, to start off with.
I didn't know nothing
about DJing.
For sure. Now, have you ever got into it with somebody because, like, they tried to request something or they just got smart with you?
Absolutely.
Or some shit? Give me one of those. You got to give me one of those.
I want to lay yours out to you.
So, with that right there, I'm going to give you just my latest.
Okay.
Oh, the latest and the greatest?
The latest and the greatest.
All right.
And like I said, I DJed high school. Shit.
You about to fight a kid?
Shit just came out yesterday.
I'm telling everybody. I'm telling.
You heard it here live. We're at I Heard That. This is Biddy Brown. Where's the security at?
I'm telling right now. Hey, this little kid's harassing me right now. The shit is not edited.
Your boy's about to pull out pole on you. These niggas got pole.
I can't play no cuss words. I can't play no cuss words on. You know what I'm saying? It's a high school dance.
Yeah.
I can't play. Hey, get her. Get away from me.
Get away from me. I want my round. Thinking with my round. My pussy pink. My booty hole brown.
Yeah. Go look it up yourself. This shit is not edited. Hey. I can't play it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't play it.
Sit your ass down.
Was it a prom?
No, it wasn't a prom.
It was a little dance.
But we used to turn up my age.
For sure.
Shout out to the Teezy parties.
Shout out to the Teezy party.
How old are you? You were 6.
I've been in some Teezy parties. Look, I'll raise my hand to that one. I've been in some Teezy parties. Because I used to steal minivans back then.
I used to steal minivans back then.
You know what I'm saying?
Steal.
Steal.
Just to go to the party?
Just to go to the party and go home.
Shout out to the king. Look, I'll tell you. So I did a girl turned 18, I think. No, it wasn't 16. She turned 18.
Yeah.
And and so she gave me a playlist. So I'm playing her songs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So these little, you know, like, it, man, I was just thinking today, man. Why do young people are they so cool with being looking so dirty?
Jacob, why? They stank too. Listen, don't wipe their ass either, and they want to take a shit and not flush the toilet. I swear to God, I'm so sick of these dirty, stankin' ass kids.
These kids, so there's three boys.
Lord have mercy.
They look like they was probably about 17, 18.
They had on pajamas.
No, 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 no. They just had. They just look like they just got off work from the coal mine. I'm like, bro, like,
not the coal mine, though. This nigga said the coal mine.
It was dusty as fuck.
They were still like doing, you know, the whole sagging thing. But I was just like, I mean, but.
And why they want to sag? I keep telling my son, you want somebody to get your butt, huh?
And they also look like they're so skinny. Like, I was skinny in high school. Yeah. I was like, you can see my ribs through my shirt. Like, yeah. I don't know how I got fat.
I know.
I do
he
too.
He was eating, dude.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, but
I'm about to start cooking again too.
I'll say that too. So look, so these three dudes come up to me, and so I'm on a stage. I'm at one of these VFW joint, you know, the Mason.
VFW. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about.
So they got a stage, and they come up to me, and one of them's like, "Hey, won't you play something?" But it was a kid in our city that was popular, but I didn't have it.
Yeah,
fat nigga.
No, I couldn't remember who.
You know, a little Darcyan nigga.
It was a young dude, and his song was popular. Yeah, but I just didn't have it.
What's that nigga's name?
He didn't have it on a platform or anything.
No, because there was no platform. Okay. So we just started being able to get online, right?
Yeah, okay.
So it wasn't even. Really,
this is back in the day.
It was about two, three years ago, right? So anyway, so I told these guys, I'm like, you know what, I ain't got it. I said,
they ready to blap you.
These niggas started. They started flanking me. You ever been with your niggas and something started happening? So here's what that means. That means like if your boy is like da da da, then he's gonna
da 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 such and such.
Whatever's happening right here.
Okay.
He's gonna take this spot right here, right? If there's another nigga, most likely he's gonna go right over here, right?
Because yeah. all this is happening.
Oh, so we ready to get our boys back, you know? But these niggas is doing this while I'm DJing, and I'm like.
Come on.
And I'm trying to play these songs, and I look back, I was like, these niggas really about to try to jump me. These little dusty. And
these
I said, dusty ass niggas. Because
like,
if these guys, I mean, like,
they booties itching, I'm going to tell you, because they don't wipe their ass.
And so I had to turn, I flashed on them. I had to turn around and flash on these kids.
I bet. I can't imagine you flashing. I'm not mad at him.
Here's what you need to know, Tawana.
No, you flashed on me. I know you're a flash.
I didn't flash on
you. You cussed me the fuck out.
No, I did. I didn't. Look.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
I know. Because sometimes when I'm producing shows,
you know, I'm very stressed out.
I know.
And it's the only DJ that I know. And nigga, you should know me. So I'm like, nigga, read the crowd, motherfucker. He was like, what the fuck you talking to, though?
Hold on.
I think you was hungry.
Let me tell you. I'm going to show you exactly what I did. Go ahead. I'm up on this platform, and she's looking up from here. And I looked around, and I said, you know who the fuck you talking to?
Beat the motherfucking crowd or something.
And I started to say, bitch, have you ever seen
the way he looked at me, right? You know what I'm saying? The way he looked at me.
And I said I gave her the look. No,
he gave me the look, though. That's what the funniest part. This is my brother.
I went way too far.
I was like, you know what? Hey, don't worry about it. I was like, my bad. You cussing. We cuss me out.
Listen, we got to do better. Black people, we got to do better.
We got to do better.
But it was a tense moment. But let me tell you something
that
about Tawana.
That nigga was hungry.
Let me tell you something about Tawana. Tawana will do a show, and she will do everything.
Yes.
If she could have been the bartender, she would have. But she had somebody else doing that.
I had been before.
So
beginning, I will do everything.
Before the show, you know what I'm saying? She's like a chicken with her, you know, and she's trying to get dressed, and she got one glitter sock on and her hat's over here. She's like, bitch, what do you want? What do you want? Well, I can't do it right now. You know what I'm saying? And she's trying to do it.
Did you hear this nigga? I'm producing. This nigga said one glitter sock.
I'm producing the show. I'm getting the tickets. I'm getting there all the comedians, because can't nobody do it like I do it. And I just feel like, and I work well under pressure.
Nigga, you ain't funny.
Okay.
You look funny.
Get him.
Okay, don't let me get up on you, nigga. With this little, your dreads malnutrition.
My bank account ain't.
I know that's right. Shit, I'm still trying to get up in there. You finna get the stock coochie.
I know you is.
The one that come with head.
All right. We'll see how that goes.
What? Just like it did last time.
Okay.
Like I said,
back at the ranch.
That's our reset button. When it gets too crazy, I hit that button.
Come on.
Every once in a while.
Hey, so you guys.
She used to call it out herself.
Yeah.
She don't call it out no more. I have to push it.
Yeah, I did used to do that.
Yeah.
Now that we restarted.
Reboot.
Reboot. Yeah, puss in boots, that nigga.
See?
Puss in boots.
I can't stop.
Puss in boots.
That's why I be leaving my coochie in the car for niggas like you.
Oh, shit. I'm on the side of the road right now. I'm about to get impounded right now.
Impounded. Shit. You'll pick it up. You'll get it out of jail.
I won't. I'm going to buy me a new car.
What is wrong with
you? He was bringing me them tires, wasn't he?
I sure was.
Meanwhile, at the ranch.
I don't know.
There you go. RC got the right idea.
This seems personal. I don't.
RC got the right.
I don't know what to.
This seems personal. Does it?
All right.
Next, somebody gonna tune into this show and be like, "Who are these big niggas with the AC running in the background?"
What the fuck? It feel good up in this bitch. Right. So.
It do, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, let that motherfucker run next time.
That joint, that joint fell off the truck
last week. My booty was sweating in that shit.
Right.
Lord have mercy.
He was minding his own business.
Lord have mercy. Which,
I got a picture to prove it, though.
Yeah, you did take a picture of that. Yes.
It sometimes was hot as hell.
Sometimes you try to forget things forever. And somebody brings them up.
Oh, no. I do want to talk about this, though.
Okay.
I'm sorry, ADHD. It's
okay. You forgot?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
A Color Purple is coming back.
Color Purple. So here's what I did.
Oh, my God.
I got on Facebook because I knew it was going to spark some shit. All I said was the Color Purple remake. Wow.
Oh, it looks so good.
People went bonkers. Like,
it looks so good. And you know me, I love plays. So I seen the Color Purple, the play.
Okay, you saw the play. Did you see it here in Seattle?
I seen it here in Seattle at the Moore Theater.
Okay.
A little fun fact about me. I love plays.
I do too. What do you say?
And classical boo. Shit.
Skeez said boo. Skeez is not cultured.
Boo.
Now here's the deal. So apparently it's a musical.
Yeah, because Fantasia's in it.
Yeah.
Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah, she's playing Shook Avery, and I'm wondering, like, because like Shook Avery was like the anchor of the music part of the movie, but she does sing.
It's getting hot out here for a bill.
Well,
when you're trying to get your money for the rent. That bitch, you said, say it with your chest, bitch.
It was a movie.
Yeah, it was a movie. He just think I push that shit out.
Push that shit out, bitch. Out.
Anybody can make a whole sing? That's a cold pen.
I'ma tell. Oh, so
I could have
speaking
did
of whole singing. Rules. So listen, I'm doing a whole cast. I really want to get into it with the real stomp down hoes. I want to tell your story. I don't want none of them highway hoes. I want the hoes from Aurora, nigga. The hoes with the folks. I don't want none of them hoes with boyfriend pimps. I want to tell your story.
So she said she don't want no 216 hoes.
No, them hoes is all
meth. We got to go north.
I want to go to Aurora.
That's real pimping right
there. Where the horrors is at. I want to go to Meet Me on Linden, baby girl. That's the back streets.
I want to do a
day in the life of a hoe. I want to go walk down with the bitches. I want to stomp down with you, bitch.
You might
bust a couple jugs too if need be.
Oh shit!
I wanted to go on a day in the life of a hoe. If you're a hoe and you're out there and you want to tell your story, I'm here to tell it. So come on down to the hoe cast.
Don't listen to her. They got the little person out there. Says,
oh, I know. Oh. I'm looking. I need that bitch too.
Yeah, that says she's half off.
Oh, you're out of line. RC, you're out of line for that one.
I'm out of line.
You know what's crazy though? I met her.
Let's take a ride down there.
I met her.
It was that bitch on the little people.
I met her because I told my wife I was.
Oh, you better, you better, you better.
What's the short conversation?
You been on Aurora. You been on Aurora.
Look, I told my wife I was going to cut down on buying hoes, so I met her.
Boom, there you go.
I got a half pint, bitch.
Yeah, I just got a little bit.
You got a half pint.
You got a half off.
But you know my nickname for her is
what?
Pocket pussy.
Bitch, leave your pussy in the car. Shout out to all the little people. I'm gonna have to edit that out. No, you don't. You ain't no edits, and we don't do no edits, nigga. We run that shit straight through.
Get in my pocket, bitch.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, that coffee got you good, baby.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I'm glad we're on Tito's. I'm just glad.
Oh, it's coffee.
Oh, we only drink coffee on Thursdays.
When we're on the radio, we call it coffee.
All
right. Well, I mean, yeah, when we watch, because we used to have a morning show, right? Look, no, this is hilarious. Now we can tell all our business.
Hey, Skeez, they've seen you tilt the bottle like four times. Like, it's too late.
Look, I don't give a fuck. But okay, so look, we used to have a morning show, right? So we are in our new studio, right? But we were on the 10th floor, on the 7th floor now, right?
Right.
So we would do the morning show, but it'd be 8 o'clock in the afternoon.
It'd be the day before.
So basically, you guys are moving on down instead of moving on up.
Nah, it's like if you jump out the window, it won't hurt as bad. That's all.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
and we'll be in this room, and the room is in. If you don't move. The lights turn off.
Oh, it's their motion sensor.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
That one doesn't do that. I'm glad it don't.
I'm glad it doesn't either, man. Because we be like,
he had to get up and move around. He had to go like this.
Oh Lord, that's too much.
Hey, we gotta have baby girl come back up on the show.
Yep. All right.
Mask up.
All right.
Hey, I promise you, I love podcasts.
Uh-huh.
This is one of the favorite.
Oh, word?
One of my favorite. One of my favorite shits.
Thank you.
Thank her.
One of my favorite shits, for real.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I've been getting that a lot lately. And like I told you, shout out to Johannes, because he was on here. And after he left, he went to a local bar that we go to. And when I got there, everyone's like, yeah, Johannes, tell me about the show. And he was saying that I'm very professional.
He lied. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
This nigga RC is out of pocket right now.
I'm just playing.
He's out of pocket, but it's just a show. I mean, it's my show, nigga.
He's the co-host.
It's her show.
It's like, nah, it's our show, nigga. I couldn't do this shit without him.
She said, hey, I can't get on the show because you're her DJ.
No, I said you couldn't DJ. That is my DJ.
Yeah, of course.
And I couldn't book you to be a DJ because I only fuck with RC.
I mean, look, we keep it in the family.
I'm not mad at it. Like I said, I'm not mad at it.
Obviously, you is because you brought it up from 3 years ago.
I'm just saying, though.
Yeah, what are you saying?
It's all love, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all love.
The niggas hating RC.
I'm gonna prosper anyway.
Of course.
And you know what? You've been doing a great job. We want to get a shout out to DJ Skeezy Leo. Aren't you at let's tell the people where you're at. Yeah. Oh, it's church announcement.
I am at the after hours.
No, hold on. We're gonna do church announcement. We can do that. Then. I'm gonna show you.
Go ahead.
So we gotta slow down.
All right. Are you ready? Because it was about to be a fight.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. That's all right. Love.
Here we go.
Church announcement. Yes. Right. This is Pastor TBQ. CQ. TBCQ, bitch.
Get it right.
She always cusses in church.
You see the cussing pastor? I'm the pastor. You the deacon.
Read your Bible, bitch.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my household.
This is where we. I don't know. I'm conflicted, bro.
You go to church every Sunday.
I went to church on Deuce 8.
I heard the clips. He went to the church on the old, too. That nigga went to Goodwill, too.
I did go there.
That is my church home.
You can't come back over there. No.
Okay, anyway, like I said.
There's something wrong with this nigga. Go ahead.
Like I said, I want to give an honor to God, who is the head of my household. I want to give a shout out to my Deke. Because without you, there would not be no me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We have some guests today. Can my guest stand up?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right. And I want to let you know that if you too want to give your life to the Lord.
Wait a minute. You're not ordained. You can't do that. Just do your announcement.
I'm done.
No, I'm talking about her. She's about to start saving souls.
You can't. I'm just going ahead and turn my back.
We're not licensed for that.
Mama say, Mama saw, Mama kusa.
Pass the play.
I'm not supposed to go like this.
You know what? That's why you don't be getting on shows, nigga. Because you be showing your hand. Like I said, we have church announcements. Oh, and today on church, we do want to give a shout out to the sick and shut in.
Don't look at me.
You ain't coming back, just like he said. On church announcement, you can catch me on June 10th. I will be at the...
Esquire?
Yes. You can catch me at the Esquire Club on June 10th.
I seen the flyer.
Yeah, I'm in the facts and I ain't dead yet.
Oh, word. Say that then.
Hey, okay, clap for that.
That's a good thing.
I'm gonna snap to that.
Everybody always want to call me. And you can catch me on June 16th. Mm-hmm. I will be at Langston Hughes, back on the block again. Yesler, home of the investors.
What you doing there?
Comedy, nigga. What else I'm gonna do?
Okay.
I mean, shit, I might be busting jokes. I could be anywhere else. I could be selling crack, but I'm selling jokes.
That's Langston Hughes. That's where the babies be at now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm doing comedy at Langston Hughes.
Dig that.
This will be the second time that I'm at Langston Hughes.
Okay.
For June 16th. So we're meeting this Juneteenth thing.
Yeah, right before Juneteenth.
Me, Swing One, Tony Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I had to get on a bitch's head about
it. Yeah, I already know.
Lord have mercy.
Shout out Tony Daniel.
Tony Daniel. Uncle Mookie. And it's Uncle Mookie's birthday. Shout out to Uncle Mookie.
Oh, is it?
It was today or yesterday. But shout out to Uncle Mookie, man.
He's crazy. Because
I'm going to say this. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Don't pull a 20 out because he going to buy it.
Just for research.
Shit, he got the boy around the corner for sure. He got the 50. He gonna spend all day. But shout out. Shout out, Uncle Mookie. I love you, man.
Wow.
Shout out to you. It's your birthday. Tony Daniels, Swing One, me.
Is there more?
If there is, nigga, I don't know.
You got the homie.
We got the homie, nigga. Shout out, Swing One, nigga.
What else you got? Shout out, Swing One, my brother. What else you
and
got?
When you gonna quit your job and get on the show, nigga?
Yeah, for real. He could be here right now.
Quit show. No, he's been working overtime. He's been working.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's
work,
no,
work, nigga. Yeah. Work.
I did call him. No, work. What's your church announcement? Tell us what you got going on, baby. Now, where you gonna be at?
It started picking up like just recently. But let's see. So,
because you wasn't at my daughter's birthday party.
Really? I was there in spirit.
Spirit came spin the wheels.
I tried. I'm sorry, I missed that.
And it wasn't Mother's Day.
It was not.
Oh, but Father's Day, I will be cooking on Father's Day.
Oh,
and no, I got another announcement. So I don't even know where the shit's at.
I know
June 11th, we will be having a fundraiser for E-Dog.
Oh, that's right.
Look it up. I will be back there. I don't know if I'm cooking food, but I don't know. Shorty said I'm doing something. Either I'm cooking food or I'm passing out. But we will be there for E-Dog. And if you guys listen to my intro, that is E-Dog. I wouldn't have I heard that without you. So I want to say shout out to you and hope you get well soon. Because, nigga,
up.
I got so much to tell you. And I love you. as soon as we get that information, we will give it to you soon. June 11th.
Okay.
I forgot.
I forgot the venue, but we'll
I did.
Case in point.
We'll post it. Yeah, we'll post it.
We will post it. So and please like and subscribe. You can catch us on YouTube at Loving Comedy.
Loving Comedy Channel. That's right.
Loving Comedy Channel. You can catch us on all major platforms
where you find podcasts.
Platforms.
Audio only.
You can catch us on audio only. No, but no, video. No. That's video.
No. Wait a minute.
What are you doing, nigga?
No, I was trying to say, the platforms are audio only.
Oh yeah, but if you want to see a vid show, if you want a vid show of us, you can catch us on YouTube at Loving Comedy. But you can catch us on all major platforms: Spotify, iTunes, Prime.
Ran out of Oregon.
Yeah, ran out of Oregon. That's fine.
Spotify, Google Podcasts,
yeah, Apple
like that.
Music, all that.
Amazon,
like you, bitch.
Subscribe to it, and then every time we post, you'll get it in your phone. It'll pop up. We need to support.
We need to support. Cause so come on, support me, please. Support the game, and if you want to give a love offering, you can give it via Cash App at $BLACK.
Yeah, that's that hack going around.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world better.
I'm sorry, I even said that.
Hey, no, it's all right. I know.
You know, I got in trouble.
You didn't know.
No, he knows. Yeah,
I know.
No, he been there. You seen the hat?
Let me just get these joints off real quick.
Get the joints off. So get them up off you.
I got a bimbo room with DJ Peg on June 10th. That's out there in West Seattle, right there off of Admiral in California. Nice place. I mean, if you want to just, you know,
That's not at the water, at the Alki.
No, they took Alki Pub and a guy bought it and changed it to this place called the Driftwood. And they got like some gourmet shit. Like, I don't even know.
Is it good?
I own a pair of pants that I could wear in there.
Oh, it's like that.
Real talk. It's nice.
Upskill.
Yeah, it's nice.
Upskill.
Set up straight.
Set up straight. So
my cousin, I
my motorcycle brothers are coming out, man. So I got like 3 motorcycle gigs, just like between here and July 1st. So that's Magic Wheels and
Rogue Queens.
Yeah,
last weekend.
What did you say?
West Coast Hip Hop Awards, like we were last year.
Yeah, when is that?
Yeah, it's August.
August, yeah, we gotta go down.
What's the actual date? August. It's August 5th. It's gonna be in. We in LA this year? We doing big things. So remember, your girl was there last year, and come on, man. Look, the pimps was out there, and my titties was falling out. I'm gonna tell you. Okay. All the pimps was there. Shout out to all the artists.
She said, "RC, the pimps is here, nigga. Give me $20. I can give it to one of these niggas." I said, "What the fuck?
Hey,
would you do that?"
Shout out to all the biker clubs out there, lying. Man.
Hey, shout out to the bikers, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Diplomats, my guys.
Dig it.
Rogue Queens, my guy. My girls.
Shout out to Rogue Queens because winner, she made the cookies at my daughter's party, and she always makes the cookies.
Okay.
So shout out to winner, baby. I love you. The cookies was wonderful. Too bad she wasn't there to eat none of the food because the pasta was popping.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't care. I ain't getting no invite.
I'm at
that's your goddamn business. What your granny say?
I'm at Beachcomber.
That's my good
Friday.
Oh, I was just about to say that. I see that. I'm going to pull up on you.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Skyway.
That's my hood.
Shout out to the old Afreaks.
That was across the street. That was next door. Down the street. Something like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mouse Wayne. I'm filling in for him.
Nigga, I'm gonna give you $40. I want a nigga $40.
You owe everybody $40.
I know how to get $40 too.
I bet you do.
Well, how come you ain't gave it to me?
Yeah, I hope they got those in there.
You got it.
This kind of all
come
over
on,
the
let's
place.
Go get it.
We done did it.
It's been done. Is that all your church announcements?
That's all my church announcements.
Okay, well, it looks like it's a go ahead. And like I said, I am the controversy queen, and I'm giving you the news from the block to the block to the people, baby. News you can use, and guess what? Fuck being up next. We up now.
Like that, peas and carrots.